Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh yeah, you haven't heard This Music Podcast, a show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, a podcast about less-known music by less-known artists that we believe are as good, if not better than that, in the mainstream. This is our Christmas special. We do one of these once a year. But this is our Christmas special. We're going to bring some festive stuff. Ema's going to bring some festive stuff because I didn't plan anything. And Wayne's had a bit of a sabbatical, but he's joining us today. But yeah, we're going to have some stuff. We're going to have some festive music. We're going to have some guests and some new news. Some news. So yeah, without no further ado, let's get on with this. Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
Hello. I'm back.
Welcome back. We have missed you.
Oh, thank you.
And I see her smiling down there, little Ema.
Hello.
How do?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good, thank you. Very good.
Good.
You have some plans, do you, Ema? You have some ideas. This is all unscripted.
Yeah, we're freestyling, baby.
I'm sorry. What? When have we ever scripted anything?
That's a good point. I'm taking over Wayne's usual spot as Christmas quizzer. So
Christmas quizzer. Okay. Also joining us, please say hello to Mike Five.
Hello. I can't be as enthusiastic as Wayne.
It's all good. Hello. And also joining us all the way from Canada, our special friend, our good friend, Troy Cokel.
Hey, everybody.
I'm not so sure about that layout on the screen. Let's see if I can do something about that. There we go. Look at that.
All cozy together.
Yeah.
Just in time for Christmas.
So how's things over there in the cold lands, Troy?
Things are good. We're, we've got a little bit of snow, some mudslides, and some other apocalyptic type weather. So, you know, it's always a new day here in Canada.
Excellent. You okay? You doing well?
Yes. I'm stuck in the basement. It's like you just catch me on another day trapped in below ground. So
obviously we'll have our artist spotlight later where we'll talk to you about your stuff, but you have been very busy, have you not?
Yeah, it's been a nutty year. I've been producing music like crazy. And I'm a little overloaded, but I'm still doing my own artist stuff. And I was actually working on an animation today. So yeah, it's been, but I'm having fun. That's all that matters. So.
Excellent. Good. And we'll talk more about that later. Shall we bring the news now? The special news, Wayne, Ema, the special news. Cause obviously Ema, you'll be leaving us.
Yes, I am.
Soon. We've got one more episode left after this. This is our, which will be our Ema special.
Yay. About time.
Next, yeah. Yeah. Live next week.
What's a girl got to do to get a special around here, huh? Leave?
Yeah. The breaking news is that Mike Five down below, who is part of the New Music Saturday podcast, is taking on the role as of our third wheel. He'll be joining us. Joining us to talk all things music and bring some submissions and, well, yeah, just join in. We're glad to have you on board, Mike. I wasn't sure if you were going to accept because I know you're very busy. You have a lot of shit on.
Yeah, I have got a lot of shit on.
He thinks you're a wanker as well. I mean, that's
that's okay.
I have, but I made room for this because it's awesome, but I'm not sure I'll be as good as Ema, so... I'm not as enthusiastic as
you fucking
not many people are. Don't worry about it.
But that's it. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
6 minutes into the live recording, oh, look at me. I'm a charmer. Yeah. Oh, I'm not as good as Ema.
I'm not as good a musician as Troy either. Just throwing it out there. You know.
We're off to a brilliant start anyway. So. We're going to move on to our first section of the show. Then our first section of the show is going to be some of the Christmas music that has been sent to us. I haven't brought anything because we've got shitloads of music to go through. So we're going to listen to some of the music that Ian has brought, Wayne has brought. We're going to listen to Troy's Christmas song, but I think I'm going to play out with that. That's going to be one to play out with. You've also got a new song that we'll play during the artist spotlight. And you brought a song as well, haven't you, Mike? So, who should we start with? I've got Wayne next to me, so we'll start with Wayne's song.
Okie dokie. Shall I introduce?
Do you want to tell us what
yes,
we've got?
This isn't from the submissions because we only had a few submissions Christmas wise. And when Rich put it out on Twitter, we had two submissions via the Twitterverse, and both of them were fuck all to do with Christmas. They were hip hop music. So, just FYI, not Christmas music. Anyway. This is Curtis Thief and his song Mountains and Sea.
You seem to touch with the slightest of ease. Come dancing on the wind. Well, you take a chance and look inside. Where there's nowhere to hide. If I take your hands on the cold Christmas Eve, will you follow me outside? We could dance just like the stars. No one could tear this apart. So let the snow fall and leave the bells to chime. I hope you'll be waiting, cause I'm coming home tonight. That I got to go in a week or so's time, and I wonder if you'll be here thinking of me, or else would you be? I may be over the mountains and over the sea, but we'll shine like diamonds when we are together again. God knows that I can stay away. So let the snow fall and leave the bells to chime. I hope you'll be waiting, cause I'm coming home. waiting, cause I'm coming home tonight. I hope you'll be waiting, cause I'm coming home tonight.
Nice timing that was, Wayne.
Cute.
We're back on. I was just trying to clear my throat.
Let me take Choi off mute because he's off me. He was like, all I could hear was his knife and fork on the plate. He saw the opportunity to have something to eat.
Yeah, absolutely. It's still breakfast time here, so.
Wow.
It's nearly bedtime here.
Oh man.
Tell us a bit about that then, Wayne.
Oh Christ, yeah, I forgot how to do this. It's been a while. It's been a minute. Okay, so Courteous Thief is from Wales. His song Mountains and Sea is from his 2019 EP of the same name. He has 652 monthly listens on Spotify, so go give him a follow, go give him a listen. His bio says he is son of a fisherman, singer songwriter from Wales, blogger, lover of cider and sunshine. That's it. I couldn't tell you his name. That's it. I'm assuming he wasn't christened Courteous Thief, but in this day and age, who knows? Do you? You know what I mean? straight away, this has a warm fireside glow to it, as all good Christmas songs should. And it does have that sort of enrapturing woolen blanket sort of a feel to it. And the brass that comes in almost instantly reminds me of the Salvation Army. And as soon as you get that and the warm glow, you get a Christmas feel to it. There's a lovely sentiment in the song about being together. That's what all Christmas songs should have, you know, being together at Christmas. And I think that he sings it with sincerity and he's earnest thought about the whole thing. And I believed every word he sang, which is always good when you're a singer-songwriter, I suppose. He's got a little bit of Damien Rice about him as well. And I love Damien Rice. And that sort of sits well with me as well. It's a good song and I like it a lot.
Just want to give a big shout out to Doug from the Mind Gap podcast, who's watching us live. He says he's not particularly fond of Christmas music, but he's digging this. He likes this, Wayne.
Good, he likes good. This. Everybody should. It's good. Start with Troy.
You know what? I loved it. And it's funny because as soon as he started singing, I'm like, who does he sound like? He's got this really kind of like silky but cool tone to his voice. And you nailed it, Damien Rice. I'm like, yeah, that totally is it. Love the instrumentation. I never really have thought about bringing horns into a production to you know, sort of change the mood. But it's really, really great. I love it.
Excellent. Dima?
Oh, well, firstly, I want to say you were like, oh, I forgot about this, and then just launched into the perfect introduction and like about the band and about the song. And I do not have that prepared. So it can make me look bad, but whatever.
That's why I didn't bother bringing a song, so I didn't have to prepare anything.
You're right. Very well done. But yeah, he actually reminded me of Passenger. That real kind of like early like 2010s, like indie folk kind of sound. It was sweet. It was like a hit the nail on the head for what you're looking for in a Christmas song. So yeah, I enjoyed it.
Cool. Michael Five.
Michael Five.
Michael of the Five.
Michael Five.
I really like that. I was going to say I sort of feel for Doug slightly if he's not really into Christmas music, because I think this is the wrong episode to tune into. But I enjoyed that one. Yeah, that's really cool. I agree with the one of you said about the horns. I think it was you, Troy. It's really like it adds such a different dimension to it, bringing those in. It just kind of, you know, you can almost hear the band playing in the high street when you're doing your Christmas shopping or whatever, which is kind of cool. Definitely a Damien Rice vibe. I really like that. That's the sort of Christmas music I listen to. And it was a bit sad. I like sad Christmas music.
Yeah, melancholic, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. So, yeah, that was cool.
Great All the best Christmas songs are. All the best Christmas songs are melancholic.
Definitely.
Rich?
Yeah, it's just a typical Christmas song, isn't it? It's Damien Rice singing over a Cliff Richard tune is what it is.
Cliff Richard?
Yeah, I was getting Cliff Richard vibes from the music.
Oh, you have to go there. You have to explain that one. Go on.
I might be a million miles off, but it just felt, you know, with his mistletoe and wine and all that, it just felt that in that vein, it just felt a bit like it. I don't know.
Okay.
Doug says Christmas is sad, so this fits.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
I don't want to show you talk about it. Are you okay?
Somebody give the number to Samaritans quickly.
Jesus. Dial Doug in and give him a bit of therapy.
He doesn't like Christmas, has he? I don't like Christmas. I'm with Doug on this one, though, to be fair. I think Christmas is for the kids. I think people should stop buying people gifts. Don't buy me gifts. I don't want gifts off you. I'll just get the kids something. Just keep it for the kids.
I'll set that £80 bottle of whiskey I bought you back then.
Pop, I've changed my mind.
Yeah. Amazing.
Amazing.
It's a Christmas miracle.
So, okay, we'll move on to our next article. I did like that, by the way. I did like it a lot. I'm feeling more, even though we've still had the old COVID thing this year, I am feeling a little bit more festive this year. Last year, Christmas could just go and suck a bag of dicks. I was not interested. This year, I'm a bit more into it. So, yeah. So we'll go with Mike. What are you bringing, Mike?
Oh yeah. So I brought you a tune called "No Kiss Under the Mistletoe," which is by a band called the Subway Choir. But the band is sort of a made-up band. And this was it's a guy called Phil Thomas. He's a songwriter in Cardiff. And he wrote this song. He saw a homeless guy around Christmas time. I think it was last year. just, you know, doing whatever the homeless guy was doing, asking for money or whatever. And it kind of struck him that he's going to have a very lonely Christmas. So he wrote this kind of what I thought was a beautiful Christmas tune. And there's a group of people that play on it, just different independent artists from different. You've got Kelly Kintner, who's based out in Texas. Iona James, who's in Scotland. Orange G, who's in Philadelphia, I think. And it's mastered by Grim 17, who's on the show the other week, wasn't he? And mixed by a guy called Mixed by Adam. And it's just a really good combination. Like, you know, when I heard like a demo version of it, and feel like it was part of the reason I submitted it is because I helped bring everyone together to do it, but I didn't do anything on it.
mastermind.
Yeah, not quite, but didn't even write the thing either. But but yeah, I was kind of like, yeah, this is great, let's do it. And it's turned out really, really well. So I wanted to share it with you for Christmas.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kintner. I wanted to talk to you about a big collaborative effort we did called No Kiss Under the Mistletoe. It features me, Iona James, Orange G, Kev Sharp, Mixed by Adam, all put together by the Lights and Lines label, calling ourselves the Subway Choir. It's written by Phil Thomas. He wrote it from the view of a homeless veteran experiencing the holidays. And so it was a real special song for us to get together and all do. So here's to you, Phil.
The Salvation Army band starts playing across the street from me. Christmas is the same as it ever was that I can see. Nobody gave me nothing worth giving, but just a smile can make life worth living. I wish you a Merry Christmas if you'll talk to me. There's no chimney on my cardboard box for Santa to come in. No room for decorations on a tree. There ain't no place for chestnuts roasting on an open fire. There's no kiss under the mistletoe for me. No kiss under the mistletoe for me. I close my eyes and I can see presents under the tree.
grandma making Christmas pudding. Christmas the way it used to be. Dreaming ain't no way of living. Christmas is a time for giving. Some money in my paper cup would mean a lot to me. There's no chimney on my cardboard box for Santa to come in. No room for decorations on the tree. There ain't no place for chestnuts roasting on an open fire. No kiss under the mistletoe for me. No kiss under the mistletoe for me. My day is made of details. Sometimes, but the world is waiting at the edge of town. Gonna meet my buddies under the bridge and build a trash can farm. Maybe share a bottle or two and sing some carols with the subway choir. Sitting here in my shop doorway, I can hear the church bells ring. If I try real hard, I think I hear some children singing. Every cloud has a silver lining. I can see a bright star shining. Maybe I'll hang my stocking anyway. There's no chimney on my cardboard box for Santa to come in. No room for decorations on a tree. There ain't no place for chestnuts roasting on an open fire. No kiss under the mistletoe for me. No kiss under
so there you go.
Aw.
Lovely, isn't it, that? It's very country, very country and western. What did you think of that, Wayne?
Oh, are we starting with me? Okay. No, yeah, go on. Sorry. I told you I'm out of practice. Okay. I mean, we just had a conversation about melancholic songs, and well, congratulations, Mike, because Jesus, I don't think he gets more than that, does he? Excuse me. Sorry.
He's got the COVID.
The melancholy.
I thought he was going to have a little cry before he said
that. I have actually got COVID, so sorry. There's lots of things smashed together in this, and the way I thought about it was it's a country song written by Phil Spector. That's how it feels, because it's just a wall of sound. You know, you've got the banjo comes in, the wailing harmonica, it's all smashed together to give you that feel of just breadth. I mean, I've said country a couple of times. It is an old-fashioned country song in the fact that it's miserable and there's no chance for release. I was expecting it about halfway through. I thought, oh, we're going to get to the third act and somebody's going to bring him a sandwich. And I thought, hang on, it's a country song. He's probably going to die if it's a country song. So, but yeah, beautifully, beautifully recorded. It's a lovely little country song.
Yeah, it was quite miserable. It almost brought me back out of the Christmas spirit. But I do love the way it was put together. I love the fact that the vocals, both of the vocals, were slightly off kilter, and that they weren't. So when you get two vocalists, they usually harmonise to produce one voice. There were two very separate voices there, but I love that. It almost felt like how it would be around a campfire type, obviously not Christmas, but it felt like around a campfire type, live type feel about it, and I love that. I enjoy that a lot, and I think it added to the feeling of the song. Ema?
Yeah, it was produced really well, and like it developed really nicely. I feel like it could almost be one of those songs where, like, you know, when you just like sing along and then it's not until like a while later you're like, that's so sad. Like, you know, there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas, that kind of thing. It's like, oh, it's like, it sounds like a fun, like happy Christmas song, and then it's like, oh, that's them. But I like the imagery. There's some really nice imagery in there. Really good storytelling, like drinking with his buddies and singing with the choir on the subway. Like, I could see that really well. So I like the song. It made me sad, not gonna lie, but I enjoyed it.
I think that was the sort of happy bit, by the way, Wayne. I think he sort of made his own plans, didn't he? So that was quite nice. I'm just gonna put this out there. It's Americana. We're not calling it country, okay?
All proceeds from this song go towards that man and a chimney for his box. That was part of the song, wasn't it? I don't have a chimney for Santa to come down.
For his box. I feel like we could do better than get a chimney for his box. Maybe like a roof.
You need a roof for a chimney.
And a tent. Can we start there?
Anyway, it does make you think, though, doesn't it? You know, Christmas time, everybody's getting together with family and everything, and it is a bit of an eye opener. So let's just finish the show there.
Well, I'm like, first episode in, kill the show.
I mean, we wish you a miserable Christmas.
I think the message in that is we should all think about how lucky we actually are.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yes, obviously. It's a note I made here. I forgot to read that.
I think that's
the general gist of the song, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's sort of based on a, you know, you walk past someone, it's a glimpse of something, right? And that's kind of how Phil came to write it. But, you know, it is ultimately a fictional.
You got this, Mike, save it, come on.
It's thinking about something from a different perspective, but, you know, we should be thinking about things like that. You know, I mean, you know, Doug at Mindgap's already said he hates Christmas, so we're not the only ones here. But I think there's a little bit of, you know, we should be mindful of that.
I think Doug's gone. I think he's fucked off.
Couldn't handle all this Christmas cheer.
Christmas for a whole episode. Fuck this. I'm just sticking around.
I think we should all be very grateful, is my point. Mm-hmm. We're very lucky, really. So
he's never gone. He's still found him. I'm never gone. I'm never gone. However, fuck Christmas.
Well done.
Wow. Troy, what did you think of this?
Well, it's funny because, like, I work in the commercial pop country world, and it's interesting because, you know, listening to this song, I realized one thing that, you know, it's not often in popular music that we really go to the truth, you know, to the worst part of the truth. And like when he got to the, I think he talked about, you know, hanging out with his buddies under the bridge. I was like, holy shit, you know, like, you know, this is like, it doesn't get any worse, right? But I think it's one of those things where you're reminded, it's like, you know, when we're writing songs or we're putting our music out there, it's so important to just be honest. And like, I think, in my opinion, the more honest and truthful you are to the story that you want to tell, I think it does more good, you know? And so hats off for going there, because it's not a lot of people will take that chance, because, you know, they want to, you know, keep the radio dial on or whatever. But I really admire that the risk taking in the creating of a song that will go all the way. So
yeah,
one for everyone's Christmas playlist, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So Ema's going fucking political.
Yes.
Apparently.
She sent me a message earlier saying, get the Tories out. Is that an English thing? Yeah, it is a bit.
So I suppose this is brave songwriting. This is, get the Tories out by Mel Tooley.
Fucking hell, Emma.
That was Get the Tories Out by Mel 2D. She's a fun-loving, two-dimensional singer-songwriter who endeavors to change the world. And I'm not as prepared as Wayne, so that's all I have to say about it. Honestly, I went into the emails and I typed in Christmas, and then I just kind of clicked into it. And, like, I like, you know, I think this song, instrumentally, melodically, and energetically, Christmas. What she's saying, I don't entirely understand, but it feels
This is somebody who's made a Christmas song, used the idea of a Christmas song to get over an agenda, and it's actually made me a little bit angry, to be honest.
Oh,
I'm not, because the whole Tory thing, I can give a shit about the Tories or the Conservative, the Labour, whatever. That makes no. It's just the way they've used Christmas to put their agenda over. I don't know, it's just something that just felt fucking wrong.
It felt a bit like a brainwashing song.
Yeah, that's exactly what it felt like. I have an agenda, I have an opinion, and I need you to know it. And
if you go to Guantanamo Bay right now, this is what they're playing at the poor people who were there, just on a loop for 24 hours a day.
It used to be the end by the Doors, and now they've switched to it.
So the one thing I realized, though, when I was listening to it, is that in Canada, the Tories, we have Tories here, but they are a conservative party. Is that same?
That's exactly the same.
Oh, okay, cool.
Conservative party. Yeah.
So it's like, because normally that kind of strong sentiment would typically not come from the liberal side. Liberals are a little, in Canada, they're a little more reserved, and typically it's Tories that are kind of, but I do get the sentiment, though, because it's like you've got this sort of like super happy Christmas song, and I do think it is the brainwashing thing, right? It's like it's that idea behind sort of like taking this Mariah Carey sounding type tune and like talking about something that is like, so I get, where that comes from. So it's
what I find about politically minded people is their opinion matters so much, and you need to know it. And they are definitely right. You are definitely wrong if you disagree with the way I think. And it's almost religious the way they are.
See, that's the problem, because you have such extremes, like you see it everywhere, like there's like the, like, it's just two extremes, and then they're so passionate about it, but then there's the majority that are just kind of like not saying anything. But like, that's, I mean, I'm one of those people, like, I'm not politically inclined, but like, that's probably a part of the problem, because then it all falls to like these extremes who are battling it out over like righteousness on Twitter and that kind
of
thing.
You've got the politicians to do all the talking, and then you've got us to do the voting. There's no point me saying anything, even if I think in my head I'm so right and my opinion's so strong, and it makes no difference what I think, because no one's going to fucking listen anyway. So just keep your opinions to yourself and just vote what you want to vote, and because that. Because usually when you're so outspoken, you just look a dick.
I'd just like to chime in and say Merry Christmas, everybody.
We wish you a happy Christmas. Like, I think we might have not picked
the Christmas. Zero.
Doug was getting Mariah Carey vibes.
Yes, from the start of this.
Very strong with that one. And he said it was rough. It was rough, Doug. It was very rough for me.
That's the catchiest song we've heard so far. That's going to be in my head for weeks.
Right? I'm going to be getting the story out.
The thing for me with that is, I'm going to have to go back and listen to it again, because she says so much that I missed probably three quarters of it. And the start of the song really threw me, because she's doing a reverse Mariah Carey, because at the start of Mariah Carey's song, she said, "I don't need a lot for Christmas, all I need is you." And she goes for the Santa baby sort of approach of, "I want everything for Christmas, where is all my stuff?" And then goes on a tirade against the Tories. So I'm guessing there's a twisted irony in there somewhere. So
I want all my stuff. I want everything. Fuck capitalism.
Yeah. But so I'm guessing I missed it somewhere. There's so much. And then she's the way the words just run together, I seem to have lost very quickly with it.
Me too.
But it is a hell of a in tune, just to stick in your head all back.
Yeah, I mean, I've got nothing against the music. It was just the way she decided, I've got a message here and this is going to be my platform.
But is that not all music?
Yeah, I kind of think that. I think music is inherently...
Yeah, but there's just something different about people who are politically minded, that they become evangelists. And now it's like Christian music, and now you've got political music. It's like...
but we've always had political music, Rich. Always, go back to the 20s. We've always had political music. Go back to the 10s. Go back to, you could go further back. I'm not even going to do it. This is a Christmas episode, everybody. Merry Christmas. You could go back to back when, we've always had political music and music that drives an agenda. So it's nothing new.
And I would have to say, too, that, the one thing I feel about the song is that, was it a he or she? that wrote the
she.
Okay. Like, I feel like the only thing that was missing for me was just like, I wanted to know. And, you know, back to Wayne's point is like, to me, I think there was probably something that she was trying to, you know, besides the Tory's knot, because I don't think it's just about the party itself. There's probably something fundamentally wrong that she's trying to say that she needs or she wants change. And I think to me, you know, I think when you're expressing something politically in music, I think it's really important to be specific about it, because at the end of the day, there's probably Tories that are amazing and awesome people. And so I think it's very general. And so in that way, I think you may lose the danger is losing your point of whatever your strongest sort of objection is in terms of what change you want. So that would be my only thing, you know, that I would hope to see in a political song, is just a sort of strong point, you know. So
Mike,
I'm gonna go a bit rogue, right? I don't think it was a great song. And I don't think that if you're gonna write I'm completely for music for politics and music to make changes and, you know, just be a different voice in a world where, you know, there's really only a few voices that anyone listens to. I don't think it was an amazing song, but I did think it was really catchy. I thought it was fun. I think it's probably supposed to be a bit tongue-in-cheek. I don't think we're supposed to take it too seriously, and that definitely came across. And she's obviously got a great voice, you know, regardless of what she's talking about or whatever. I don't necessarily disagree with any of the sentiment of it. I think there's a lot of inequality and everything else. And if you want to talk about that, talk about it. But I do also agree shoving things down people's throats and, you know, that sort of evangelist, as you described it, approach to it isn't – like, I prefer it when there's subtlety in political music. But I'm not against the principle of it. And I did enjoy it, and I'll probably listen to it again. And I'll probably share it with my mates. But
I really enjoyed. Is it was that Jacob Rees-Mogg dancing in it? Oh no, it wasn't. It was the guy who was caught in the club in Scotland, wasn't it? What was his name?
Oh, was it him? Yeah, come on.
Yeah, him.
Oh, you remember? Ah, it was Christ.
Seat number 307. Don't really know.
Yeah. But... Oh, forget it. Yeah, that's how political we are on this show, people.
Yeah. But no, I did, you know, I think if you take it for what it was kind of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. I don't know what, just, yeah, just on the subject of Christmas, my son, I just want to share this with him. My son's recently started school, and it was his first nativity this year. He's never done one before, he's only four. And I wanted to go, obviously, but nobody was allowed to go, probably because of COVID. I don't know why. So it's all virtual. It's all been done on video. So what they did was they let me show you a picture here. They turned my little boy into a little girl. What the fuck? Look at him. He looks like a little girl.
That's so God sweet.
Goddamn schools.
In my first nativity play, I played a sheep because I couldn't find a role for me.
I played a tree. A fucking tree.
He wins. Mike, he wins.
You win that, fair enough.
Brown tights on.
I played a shepherd on the condition that I could play, because I used to play the fiddle like when I was really young, so I'd been like 4 or 5, and I really wanted to play 2 songs on the fiddle, but the teacher was like, no, we don't have time, you're playing your 1 song. So we're all there and like we're waiting for the show to get started, and the parents are all sitting down, they're yapping away, the teacher's trying to get their attention, she's like, excuse me, you know, the kids are gonna start playing. So I just whip out my fiddle, I just start playing Silent Night, getting my second song in there, and the audience hushed and listened, and I was like, I'm going to try to do this when I grow up.
That's so cute.
It's a shame it never worked out.
We're not giving up yet. Don't worry about it.
Right. We're going to move on to the next section now after that. That fucking catastrophe of a song. we're going to move on to
music subjective.
Yeah. It's true. I apologise. I'm only joking. Of course. All music has its place. But we're going to move on to the wild card. but a bit different. Because I put it on Twitter. What I want to do is, because five, I haven't listened to them, but we're going to just go through the Twitter songs, and if we like them, either give them a thumbs up or a thumbs down, and if we get like five thumbs up, we might have them back on the show at some other point or something. So we're just going to go through these Christmas songs, and I'll say that hesitantly. let me just share the... Oh, I need... Where's my... There we go. Let me just share the screen, my Twitter. It's not email, so I can share this. I got in trouble before now for sharing emails. For... What are you gonna do? Right, let's go. Do you like my new Grand Theft Auto style banner there? Good, isn't it? That anyway. Right, so we've got 9 songs on here, which isn't bad really, considering it's Christmas songs.
Like Santa, I can explain.
Santa already explained. Well, that's our first one. This is Adam Moran. Santa, I can explain. Thumbs up for me. So far,
great start.
Your function officers jump in now.
I can't explain. It was me who flushed Marvin's at the shoe down the drain.
Say what?
I promise you, pal, my intentions were pure. It's but worse than all our garbage mixed with heaps of manure.
Charming. Well, Santa, I forgive him that. Aww. Cause it was me who put super glue in Adam's
hat.
That was
you.
I only did it because it was a windy day. And I didn't want you to pay to blow away.
Santa, our intentions were good,
even if the results were a disaster.
Santa,
relatable.
Thumbs up or thumbs down, Doug. Thumbs up or thumbs down.
Can we go on the nice list? Santa, I'm not done yet.
You're not.
There's a little thing I've did that I've come to regret. You know your cat that ran away.
It Doug likes it.
And
Doug
will.
Likes it.
Well, I think it's because I stood on his tail.
I'm going to move on to the next song.
Accidentally.
Accidentally honest. Scout's honor. Adam, I don't think he's convinced.
Oh, what's it gonna take? A big band?
Do we have one of those? I think we do. Come on, band! Do your thing!
This is alright. Okay, that's enough of that. Moving on to our next song.
Very good.
Love it.
I think we all seem to like that. Doug likes it. Next one is...
So good.
I'm a bit concerned that might be a cover. I'll have to look that up after the show.
It
does sound like it could be.
Feel very big, bandy, and... Yeah.
Yeah.
But either way, very good.
Our next song that I'm about to share is... No Sad Thoughts, Neath the Mistletoe. Neath. Neath? Do people use the word neath?
Yes, yeah. They do now.
In Dickensian times they do, yeah. Underneath. You stack off the under.
Okay. So this is by Jenny Stevens, The Empty Mirrors. Jenny Stevens.
The album, The Empty Mirrors.
Probably, yeah. So this is No Sad Thoughts, Neath the Mistletoe. I'm with Mike, I'm not a fan. Wayne, in the middle. Doug, what are you Music saying. It's not Christmas, so I guess that's a plus. No, I can't, as it turns out.
Oh, I thought you meant you just can't with the song. I was like, what's that? That's a bit harsh. I was enjoying it.
No, not a fan. Not a fan. No. We'll play this next song. It's going to be played on the Twitter page, this one. This one's called Classic Song. Classic Song, Christmas With You by Jitinder. Jitinder.
Full screen.
Oh, you mean full screen the video?
Yeah.
Of course, why not? That's enough of that.
See, with all, like, there's a lot of, like, really phallic things in there. It's like, I feel like it's, like, you know, subliminal and dirty in the same way. It's like, I'm slightly aroused by the whole thing. I don't know what's happening, but I like it.
Nice.
It's a classic song. What was her name? I'm literally gonna listen to that all the time.
That's so fun.
It's great. And, like, I really like how it's written. There's some really nice, like, chord progressions in there that I didn't know what was going on, but it sounded like space.
Did they say they were going to eat rubbish?
Is that what they said?
Fucking no. It wouldn't surprise me.
I think there was one lyric that said, we're going to eat rubbish. So I was like, all right.
Don't
play this.
play it.
No, we've asked for Christmas music. I specifically put a picture of Santa Claus and I said, leave links to your Christmas music. I want Christmas music with a Santa Claus picture. I can't be any clearer than that. So this has to be a Christmas song. It can't be anything else. How could you get that wrong?
Sounds like Christmas to me.
That's
know my main bitch love me. My side, she don't trust me. Got a bitch I just met on the phone asking for money. I know how the game go in a blink. He could get ugly, so the trap in the spot. I told her nothing less than 20.
He's a dick. He's a whole dick.
So Christmas.
I love Christmas.
It's as if I've put that there, and he's gone, did you say rap music talking about hoes and bitches and stuff? I've got some of that.
He said that old famous Christmas line, didn't he? Nothing 20. I mean, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, you know, Christmas is different for everyone.
Maybe clearly.
It's Christmas.
No. That's just like, oh, why? Okay, we'll do two more. Okay, so this one we've got, this one looks interesting, actually. This one's Naughty and Nice by Mycelium Network.
Mycelium?
I like that. That sounds more like what that looks like. Yeah, that would make sense, Emma. Thank you.
No problem.
Is it going to play? Oh, no, because I've got it on mute. What, on mute?
I can hear it.
Why can't I hear it?
I can hear it.
Well, is it any good? Are we a fan? Why can't
I?
This isn't fair. Why can't I hear this?
Oh, you're missing out.
Rockin'
those bells.
It's like dirty Bon Jovi Christmas.
Yeah. Naughty Nice really got a hit the nail on the head.
Well, that's that. Well, I'm sure it was absolutely wonderful.
Hey,
I'll never know.
It's pretty Bon Jovi.
I'm about 50-50 on that one.
Mm. Yeah, on the
side.
I think I would have liked it better if it would have went a little dirtier.
A little dirtier.
Yeah. No, that was pretty bold. I like Naughty Nice and then Christmas with Spice. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
I just feel like
the. What did she say? You're gonna rock your balls or rock your bells?
She said rock your bells. Rock your bells.
Oh yes!
Wow.
On a silent night, like zoom. I feel like if there's more production in it, I feel like a bit. I would have really enjoyed that, but it just kind of didn't sound like it was ready yet.
Did it not feel like it was going to do a Guns N' Roses thing?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, it might very well still.
I felt
you
like
never
it
know.
Was totally we'll going to there.
Yeah, I've got a feeling that's going to break out, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed it much more than the Space Mouse snowman thing.
Oh, I got to disagree there.
Oh, man. Me too. I love the Space Mouse.
Space
Mouse. But also, I noticed there's a bit of a theme there, right? It's sexual in nature.
Mm-hmm.
So. Last one then, guys. Last one. This one's a long night.
We'll see if we get the trifecta.
I can hear this one as well.
Long Nights. There you go.
Long Nights by Anita... Eccleston. Anita Eccleston.
Eccleston. Ooh.
So bright, and I know I'm gonna be alright. Christmas is the time of year when I hold my family so dear. Perry Como sings.
Nah, shit. So
like it, I was digging it.
Oh, yeah. It's not for me, but it's definitely soundtracky. You can hear that in a Netflix Christmas film.
Oh, totally. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was good. It was just I'll just go bored of the section now. We're gonna move on to your quiz, Ema.
Richie's like hated it.
So, Ema, you're bringing a quiz.
This is the YHHTMPC Christmas Quiz with your host, Ema O'Sullivan.
So what are you doing then, Ema? What are you doing?
So it's Ema's Christmas Quiz. So I have 10 questions and I'll keep score. I suppose just try answer the questions. And whoever wins, wins. And that's it. That's all I have to say. This is usually Wayne's job.
Are you asking? Are you asking individual people?
No, I'm going to throw out the question. First person to answer gets the point.
Do you shout your name to answer, or do you shout the answer?
I can smash this by just removing people.
Oh.
Just me and you. I can't lose.
Depends on whether you can get the question or not. Okay, so you have to say bing, 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 and then the first person to say bing, bing, bing gets
bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bing. Nice. Yeah, like...
Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Right. Number one, and this is a Christmas question. What was the first song played in space?
Bing, bing, bing.
Richie.
Jingle Bells.
Correct. That is one point for Richie.
Question. I did not know that.
Ooh. Neither did I. It was a good guess.
Yeah, that was a very good guess. You didn't even know that? Yeah. So, question number two. What celebration was Jingle Bells originally written for?
Oh,
bing, bing, bing. Thanksgiving.
That's correct. 1 point for Troy. Nice.
We don't have Thanksgiving in this country.
What?
We don't like anything.
Oh, I guess we've got it's nothing a North to give American thanks for. Thing. Sorry.
Right. So, question number three. Does anyone know what the history of hanging out stockings is? So where did it begin? Was it A, to make the Easter Bunny jealous, B, for marriage eligibility, or C, to practice being humble?
How the fuck did you get those three? I mean, how did you come up with the wrong answers is what I'm thinking.
Ding, ding, ding. I'm going to say B.
Marriage eligibility. Yeah. You are correct, Mike. That is a point for you.
Come on.
So the story goes that there was a father who didn't have much money and he was concerned for his three daughters. St. Nicholas, who was, you know, going around the town as he does, he overheard the plea and he was all like, oh, he won't accept charity. So I'm just going to sneak into his house in his chimney and fill his daughter's stockings with gold coins so that they can be worth something in marriage. So yes, Santa Claus came into their chimney, stuffed the three daughters' stockings, and then they
stuffed the three daughters, yeah.
Oh, and that's why we put out Christmas stuff. Okay. So, question number four. The total number of presents listed in the 12 days of Christmas. What is the number?
Oh, God.
Ooh. God damn, Ema.
This would be like a math genius's.
Yeah, you got. I can't even be arsed to think about it. I'll Google that shit.
Ding, ding, ding. Just because I don't want to do the maths, I'm going to guess and say 126.
Nah, it's less than 100. It's less than 100.
No idea.
Don't be too sure.
No. Oh, I don't fucking know then.
Anyone? Any guesses?
86.
No.
Damn it. What about the closest as well going over?
Was 70 odd.
No. Wayne?
I'm sat here trying to work out your question. Are you saying 1 to 12, add them all together, or is it 1 plus 2 plus 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4?
Exactly.
Are you doing that way?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, mate, you going for, how the fuck are we supposed to know that?
Oh, that's way more.
Oh, they're probably about 800 and odd.
1,067.
No.
154.
No.
820. Who's going to be closest? Go on, choice figuring it out in his head.
Yeah, whoever's closest now gets the point.
Look at it. He's looking.
72.
No, it is.
No, it'd be more than that. You'd have to be like 90 something, 93 or something.
You guys ready for the answer?
Yeah. Yes.
Give up.
Come on.
364.
Oh. What? That's
a fucking shit question, anyway.
Absolutely underwhelming.
Wayne got the point because he was closest.
I've just realised I'm streaming this on my personal Facebook page instead of the podcast one. Dick.
Oh, well.
Who have you got on your personal Facebook? Is your mum on there?
Everyone's on there. Then. All the people I don't want to listen to this podcast.
All right. Question number 5. In Ukraine, seeing what is considered as good luck on at Christmas time? A, a spider. B, a robin. Or C, a narwhal.
A robin.
You didn't say bing, bing, bing.
Bing, 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 a robin.
No.
Bing, 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 narwhal.
Wayne.
Bing, 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 narwhal.
Wrong.
Bing, bing, bing.
Oh, bing, bing, bing.
Spider, that's it. That is correct, Mike, you got it. So basically, wow. The story goes, was a nice group of spiders came together and they decorated a poor widow's tree for her and her children at Christmas time.
Aww.
Yeah, any other time to see a spider is terrifying. Okay, I'm not scared of spiders.
Did they decorate it with like tinsel and baubles, or did they decorate it with spider's webs?
Spider webs.
Oh.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Bit grim, and walk downstairs and the trees coming in.
All the flies hanging off it. They're the little the various things that a spider web might catch.
They weren't even helping. They were just trying to get dinner, weren't they?
Number 6. The official largest Christmas present in the world is, and I wrote down 3 clues if you want them.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
All right, first clue.
Bing, 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 bing,
oh,
bing, bing.
Oh, Wayne.
The Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, nice.
Very good.
Yes, so I get 3 points for that. Didn't they?
You get 1 point.
Give it to America.
You give you 3 clues and I'll go with none. Oh,
he's got a logic there. I'll do 1.3.
I'll put him over the edge.
Not 1.5, 1.3.
I don't know. All right. Number 7. This one goes out to the movie nerds. All right. What is the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
Bing, bing, bing. It's a Wonderful Life.
No.
Damn it. Oh, what am I thinking?
Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bing. Wayne. Christmas Carol.
Home Alone?
Yeah, correct.
Oh.
Really killed
it.
Home Alone, yeah.
Damn it.
Right?
I'm sure you're taking this too serious.
Shit.
I love it.
That sucks. I thought it would have been Christmas Carol.
On average, how many people wind up in ER from decorating related injuries?
Percentage or number?
Number. So I'm going to give you 3. It's going to be 3 options. So the first one, 2,000 to 4,000, 6,000 to 12,000, or tens of thousands.
Is this in London or the UK or worldwide?
This is in the United States.
Ding, ding, ding. I'm going to say B.
Nope.
Bing, bing, bing. I'm going to say C for sure.
Yep, Troy, you got it. So let's see. So the United States Consumer Product Safety Commission recorded 17,500 people in the ER for decorating related injuries.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know about the UK, but in North America, people put their lights in the stupidest, most dangerous places you could possibly have.
Really?
Oh god.
Not a surprise. Christmas in the ER.
Oh god.
That was the question 9. How long did it take Mariah Carey to write All I Want for Christmas? A, 15 minutes. B, 3 months. Or C, a day and a half.
A day and a half. Bing, 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 day and a half.
Nope.
Not bing, 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 15 minutes.
You got it.
Yeah, I'm surprised it took that long.
Am I winning?
Yeah, you're doing great, Richie. Okay, so This is a bit of a long one, right? So, ready? So, number 10 and final question. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, rocking around the Christmas tree.
A very shiny nose.
You got it. Well done.
Bing, bing, bing.
Okay. As I was saying, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, rocking around the Christmas tree, and Holly Jolly Christmas are undeniably iconic Christmas classics. They were written by Johnny Marks. White Christmas and Let It Snow were written by Irving Berlin, and the Christmas song Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire was actually ironically written during a heat wave in 1944, and that was written by Mel Torme. What did the three writers of these songs have in common?
They're singers. Bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing. They're all Jewish.
Yeah, correct. Ooh. There we go. We can see who the Christmas quiz master is. Wayne. You win. Congrats, Wayne.
I don't win.
Good job.
Come on, Christmas quiz.
How fresh.
That's it.
Go
that's
you.
That was awesome.
I know. You're
so, you know, Richie, you got one. Wayne, you got 4.3. Troy, you got 2. And Mike, 5, got 3.
Oh,
so I came last.
Yeah.
I did disappear at one point because I heard a bang on the door. My son can't get in because it's quite tight, the door is, and he decided I'm going to charge it, and it just came flying through the door. Literally flying through the door to get up.
His father's one, all right. that's a reaching move. Like.
So, well, thank you for that, Ema.
That was a lot of fun.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
Yes, I enjoyed it thoroughly. I can't wait to do something like that again. It was great. So what we're going to do now? We've done the wild card. We've done all the music.
Artist spotlight.
Artist spotlight. Troy Cocal, thank you for joining us again. It has been a minute since you last joined us. In fact, I think the last time we spoke communicated properly was when you did the festival for us.
I think so. That's right.
Mm.
Just in the beginning of the beginning stages of the apocalypse.
And we were going to do a Christmas song together, but that never came to fruition, did it?
No. Like many things during the pandemic.
Absolutely. What is new with you? I always play the light bulbs. It's a good light. It's just light bulb, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is on my playlist. That comes I've got my playlist on shuffle. It comes on my playlist at least twice a week. I love that song so much.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Thank you.
Mm.
Yeah, just been busy over here in Canada, and just I've been producing a ton. Working on my own music stuff when I can. But it's just been, I've been working with some artists in Australia and some artists here in Canada as well. So, I've been basically stuck here since the last time I talked to you. So,
you've been collecting awards, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, we won, we had just in the last month one of the Australian artists I'm working with, we had a number one record. Their association for sales is called ARIA, ARIA. So we had a number one record.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We wrote, so typically most of the artists I work with, I write and produce, mix master the song. So yeah, we had that going on. So it's been a really great year. And then I started a duo with my wife, and we had a top 50 here in Canada on Billboard, and it's just been a really it's been busy. And I think because of the pandemic, we've been doing things that we normally wouldn't do. So it's been good, you know. So
it has been a strange thing. I mean, for most people, the pandemic has been an absolute ball ache, and it's been horrible. But for a lot of artists, it's opened up a lot of new opportunities, and there's been a bit of a silver lining for some artists, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think also, too, because we work, like the studio here is in Canada, or in Calgary, and so Calgary's on the west side of Canada, and so we'd been working a ton with people remotely. Even my Australian artists, like we were working and we'd talk at like her 9 o'clock in the morning and my 5 in the afternoon. We'd meet, and so we've been recording remotely and songwriting remotely, and so it's just been really, really great. It's opened up a ton, and I think because of the pandemic, a lot of music artists have been recording and writing, and because what else are they going to do? You know, a lot of artists can't perform necessarily as much as they would normally. So I think it's been a really great creative time for some people. So, yeah.
You've sent over a couple of songs. You've sent over a Christmas song, which we're going to play out with, and you've sent over a more recent song.
Yeah, it was funny because like I wasn't going to release any music this year. And then I had a music publisher that I work with in Toronto. Toronto's on the east side of Canada, so it's like it's hugely far away. It's like, you know, a 4-day drive to Toronto. But I've been working with this music publisher, and he actually got one of my songs in a Lifetime, which is kind of like an HBO thing. He got one of my songs in a movie. And so I was creating this catalog, and I had this one song that was it's sort of a pop thing. And I talked to a few music directors program on Sirius XM, and they said, yeah, we'll add it. So I just decided like last minute to release a song. So because I can do everything here, it was just kind of a last minute thing. So a little unexpected. It's kind of a weird song. So.
Well, we'll have a listen to that now, mm-hmm. and then you can tell us all about it. So this is okay. Moth in a Fire.
Cool.
And you wrote, you did everything on this, did you?
Yeah, like pretty much everything. All my music, it's like I write it and produce it and mix it and master it. And so.
Cool. So, yeah, this is Moth on Fire by Troy Kokel.
Times, desperate measures on a cell, tangled up in chains. Filtered life, plastic treasure, and so cotton candy in the rain. A Becky smiles, she gets the likes. She can breathe for a moment till the moment is gone. Caught in the light, she's burned alive. Just a
ooh.
Wayne's gone. I think his battery went on his phone. That's what I've got in the private chat anyway. So I don't know if he's going to come back. But it's got you have a sound that it's when you listen to it, it sounds like Troy Coke. It's like you've got like a signature. And when I listen to your music, I know it's you type thing. If you had to if somebody played that to me and they had told me it was you, I'd have known it was you. And it's a really good. I love your work. I just love the sound. Use of textures within the music and the way you put sounds together. So I don't know if I've asked you this before. Do you have like any influences?
Oh God, a million. But you know, I'd have to say like I'm definitely into like sort of like folk indie pop, like Dagny. I love Dagny. Big fan of like, well, I mean, I'm a big fan of like all pop, but Sebastian, Bell and Sebastian, ever heard of those guys? Sebastian. Yeah. You know, I really love sort of like pop sounds or like great melodies, but like simpler production. That's for my kind of, you know, weirdo music that I like to play. For the commercial country stuff, you know, you've got to have lots of, often you need to have sort of a wall of sound. But I think, you know, part of this whole me creating music is I do things that I sort of my, you know, guilty pleasure type stuff. So, you know, whatever I'm sort of feeling. And because we've got, you know, because I have the ability, like I do a lot of my own videos, I'm doing a video on this. So basically this song is about, somebody I know that is like just always like so blue and sad, and she's always on her phone. And so, and I feel like, you know, part of me, like I see a part of myself in that, you know, that's, we're, especially as musicians, we're always like trying to get people to notice us and trying to. So it's really a song about, you know, there's a line in it. It's like, she's caught in a light. She's burned alive, just a moth in a fire as hot as the sun. So it's like, to me, it's that idea of like, you know, being sort of trapped by this thing that we're, rectangle we're staring at, you know, 20 hours a day. And so I'm making a video. I'm doing a video and I'm only using my phone. So that's kind of like, I'm working on that right now. So it's kind of a fun little project. And because I was doing this music for a music publisher, it was kind of like this music was there. And so I just, the opportunity presented itself. So I just jumped on it, so.
That's awesome.
I like it a lot. Did you like that, Hema?
Actually, Rich, you funny you should say that, because... Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I love that saw, that saw two thing comes in at the beginning. I really like that. And I really like the visuals as well, cotton candy in the rain. I don't know if you guys have seen that little video of the raccoon and he found some cotton candy and he drops it in a puddle and he's like, "Where?" Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, really like strong visuals, really nice sound. And I can't wait to see the video. It's really clever. And like the message is very like I get that, you know, like I've seen people like that too. And it's like they get their validation from this thing, but this thing also makes them, it's a trap. It really is.
It's a trap. Yeah. And I see it a lot in the music business, you know, like there's tons of, you know, and especially I find, you know, when for females, especially, I feel like it's even a little more, you know, inflamed, you know, that they're put on under a microscope and, you know, they play, we as musicians, as artists, we place our value as human beings on our ability to, you know, have success, which is false and insane. Mm-hmm. So, but we fall into that trap, right? So,
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's really well done. And like, it's nice because I think that it's very much like a new topic to be talking about in songwriting, like that kind of like it's brand new, you know, so it's really, I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's really good.
Very cool. Thank you.
Did you hear any of that song, Wayne? So now you were farting about your phone because the battery went.
Oh, you're muted.
You're just spectating. Is what's happening now?
He's done.
did you enjoy that, Mike? It was a good one in that, Mike. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed that a lot. That was a very, very good tune. That was. I didn't expect your voice to sound like that. obviously I've clearly done my research and not listened to any of the music.
Me too.
But I don't know. That was just like, I was really surprised. That was a really, really good track. Just the kind of whole vibe of the thing I thought was just, it had a little bit of, like, it drew you in, it made you listen to it, had a little bit of energy, but it wasn't kind of over the top. And, you know, it's
just. Yeah, you describe yourself as candy pop, and I suppose it is, but it's not over the top candy pop, where it's like there's not too much sugar in there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's
I find too, like, you know, when balance. I'm writing, I love writing songs that are really, you know, like that talk about something that's really kind of dark, and putting something really like I, and that was the one reason why I kind of was like digging the one Christmas song we're listening to about the Tories, is that, you know, it's that thing of like where you can say something really sort of sad and like super depressing, that in a way, I think if you present it in a certain way, you know, you can kind of, you're willing to listen to it, you know, maybe a couple times and be like, oh, okay. I don't know if the end of the song, like, you know, I kind of wondered, like, did I kill off my character? I might have, but I just, you know, I really do feel like, you know, this, we're living in a world right now where we're so hyper focused on ourselves and what people think of us. And so it's, I felt it was worth saying at least. So,
what are you doing next year? What you got planned for next year?
Oh, so I just signed a couple of, I'm working with a artist. You guys have heard of Our Lady Peace, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Maybe sort of kind of Simple Plan. Anyway, so there's a label out in Toronto that I'm working with one of their artists here coming up real quick and doing a couple of albums for other artists that I'm working with. And then I personally am working on a new project, putting together I have two songs that I've sort of released just kind of when I had time. But so coming this new year, I'm going to be working on a brand new project. And I'm hoping it's going to be, it's going to be sort of the same in terms of simplicity, but I want to use like found instruments, and I want to make it sort of feisty, simple, instrumentation. And I'm really looking forward to that. And of course, I'll do a video or two with it. So
you're always on the go. You've got so much going on. You're doing your own stuff. You're doing other artists' stuff. You've got award ceremonies. You got this, that, the other. Do you find much time for yourself and for like family and stuff?
Well, you know, honestly, in this last 2 years, so I get up like this morning. I got up at 5. So usually it's like 5 o'clock. I'll get up. I'll do like some kind of So I'll do some kind of like, you know, emailing, or if I got to do some social media stuff, I'll do that first thing. And then, I hit the bricks, and I'm usually finished around 6 o'clock, 7 p.m. ish. And then after that, sort of like, you know, I've got about 3 or 4 hours of my evening that's just family. So I've got a few friends that I dedicate my time to, and my family, and that's pretty much it. And I read a lot of comic books in that time. I'm like insanely addicted to comic books. So it's probably my sort of second addiction besides music. But yeah, I find
geek,
that.
Aren't you?
What's that?
You're like a real geek.
Oh God. I'm like such a wickedly awful nerd. It's embarrassing. I had a hardest time finding a self-respecting male adult to come with me on, you know, my comic book. Big Bang Theory is like, that's my life. So it's like, yeah. So it's, yeah, it's, that's who I am. So, but.
Our followers, our listeners, and our loyalists want to follow you. Where can they go?
Well, Troy Kokol, KOKOL. I'm on all the, if you Google me, I'm like a fungus. I'm everywhere. So troykokol.com. Troy Kokol on Twitter, all one word. Troy Kokol on Instagram. I don't have any clever. I've never believed in having clever handles on anything, because I just want people to be able to find me if they're like, you know, especially because I'm trying.
I can't imagine there's many Troy Kokols in the world. I don't think
there's none. There's none. Like, actually, my last name is extremely rare. If you look up, there's about 50-ish people in the United States, but yeah, it's actually a really weird odd last name. You'd think there'd be tons, but it's really not a very common last name. So I sort of fluked out.
Yeah, Mars the same. She's got you don't get many people with a second name creates.
Yeah.
<It's rare. laughs>
Yeah.
That was funny.
So this Christmas song, this was that we're going to play it with now. We're going to play it with your Christmas song. This was released last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was my new duo with my wife. We released this tune, and then we released a couple more this year. So, yep, this was our Christmas song. She wrote it. I produced it. Oh, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does she play any instruments, or is she just a vocalist?
No, she plays guitar and piano and all that good stuff. I was going to say, I didn't produce it. She produced it. I just mixed and engineered it. That was it. So this is her brainchild. So, yeah, it was Christmas is with you.
Okay.
Aww.
So we're going to play it with that now then. if I can, where did I put? Oh, there it is. Yeah, we're going to play it with Christmas is with you. I've put in the little video I've put together Christmas with you, so I've got that wrong straight away, but it doesn't matter. It's Christmas is with you by Troy Cocal. So Troy, I'd just want to say thank you for taking time out for us again today. It's been a while, and it's been nice to speak to you again.
Yeah, my pleasure. And thank you guys for doing what you do and giving a voice to independent artists. You guys are wonderful and amazing people.
Well, thank you very much. And Mike Five, thank you for joining us, and thank you for agreeing to join our team. We look forward to our first episode in January next year. I don't know when the first episode will be. It'll be like mid-January or something. By the end of the year, by the end of the year, you'll probably do an email and think, right, I'm fucking leaving, I'm going to Canada. Actually, Emma's coming to see you, Troy. She's going to Canada.
I'm moving to Banff in January.
What? You're like literally 45 minutes away from me.
That's going to be like in Calgary.
Well,
I'll have to come see you.
For real, DM me on Twitter.
Absolutely. We can actually do like another episode or something.
You know how trippy that is? You're going to be that close? Like, Canada's massive.
It's crazy, right?
The fact that you're, oh my God, I can't believe that. That's crazy.
Yeah. When you said Calgary, I was like, he's what?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I'm going to be like super close.
Oh
yeah.
God, do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So I'll see you over there.
She won't be joining us as often because she'll be away traveling doing stuff, but she'll still be a member of the team. So if you guys want to get together and do an episode sometime next year, that'd be absolutely amazing. Yeah.
That'd be unreal.
We'll write a song and we'll do a duet.
Yeah.
Excellent. I look forward to it.
I'll do it. So, I'll message you.
I'm going to sign off now then, guys. Again, Mike, thanks a lot for everything. Thanks for agreeing to join us. Thanks, Choi, for taking time out. All that's left to say is I've been Richie.
I've been Emer.
He's been Wayne. Oh, we can talk.
I'm back. I'm back for a second.
He's been Wayne. Our guest has been Choi. That didn't work. Okay, I'm going to start that again. For the stream, wow.
It's fucking written on the bottom. You can't even miss it.
No, you were supposed to say your own name. I should have said Mike first because he's a host now. But this will be edited. This will be edited, and no one will know that I fucked up. So all that's left to say is I've been Richie.
I've been Emer.
I've been Wayne.
I've been Mike.
I've been Troy Cocal.
Thanks for listening.
If indeed you still are.
Goodbye.
Bye. Happy Christmas.
Hey, do you remember that December building snow forts in the yard? And the air was full of cinnamon and cookie men as we watched the fire spark. And the snow turned into stardust, and the glow was all around us. If I could have a souvenir to hold my whole life through, I would hang on to these Christmases with you.
it was G.I. Joe and mistletoe and 12 below, and our breath would turn to white. And the kids would play and we'd say grace, and Mom would sing, "Baby, it's cold outside." And the snow turned into stardust, and the glow was all around us. If I could have a souvenir to hold my whole life through, I would hang on to these Christmases with you. Oh, holy night, wrapping every memory around me, and hold it tight. If I had just one Christmas wish, it would be to have one more like this. When the snow turned into stardust and the glow was all around us. If I could have a souvenir to hold my whole life through, I would hang on to these Christmases with you. I would hang on to these Christmases with you.
Oh, holy night,
this Christmas is with you.
Oh, holy night,
oh, this Christmas is with you. Oh, holy night.
That was amazing.
That was beautiful.
Aww. Thank you.
Thoroughly enjoyed that. That was a Christmas song right there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny too, because my wife she's amazing songwriter, but a lot of times she'll start guiding me. She'll, "Let's do this," and I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" So by the time we get to the end of the song, I'm like, "Oh, okay, I get it. This is really cool." So I've learned to jump on board a lot quicker now. So.
But at least you're honest.
Yeah. I'm a boy.
So. Great. Well, probably. Again, boys, this has been amazing. I've loved it a lot. I think we've set a precedent for the future Christmas episodes, because they change from year to year. we never have the same structure. But, thanks. I need to end the broadcast, actually. So, fun. Yeah.
Happy Christmas.
Hi, how can I help you today?
As a McDonald's employee, you say those words quite often. But how about when you need help, like consulting a doctor?
Hi, how can I help you today?
When you work for a McDonald's restaurant, we take care of you like family. With free virtual doctor's visits, including getting prescriptions and refills for you and everyone in your family. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com and find out more. The benefits described herein are only available at participating restaurants.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.